Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Today I'm going to tell you something about the German National Assembly in the Paulskirche Frankfurt. It was on the 18th of May, 1848. So beside me there is an historical expert. His name is Jeroen Gut. Hello. So let's go straight into it. The first question, what kind of jobs did the representatives have?
So, on 18th May 1848, there were over 500 elected representatives, and most of them were professors, teachers, or judges, which gave the National Assembly the nickname Parliament of Professors. There were only 4 craftsmen and 1 farmer.
Oh, okay, that's very interesting. So, second question. What were the decisions that had to be made?
So, the first decision was, should Germany be a republic or a monarchy governed by an emperor? Second was, should the position be elected or hereditary? And the third, should Austria be included or not? The two possibilities were called the Greater German Solution and the Smaller German Solution.
And it was decided that Germany should be ruled by constitutional hereditary monarchy, and the Smaller German Solution was chosen.
Oh, that's very unfortunately. But let's go to the third question. So, the third question is, why did the German National Assembly fail?
It failed because the emperor title was offered to Prussian King Friedrich Wilhelm IV. He was king by the grace of God and not by a constitution.
Okay. So, the fourth question, what's the catalogue of civil rights?
So, another important part of the constitution was, of course, like you said already, the catalogue of civil rights. It included equality, freedom of assembly, belief, the press, independent judges, and abolition of serfdom.
So, last but not least, the last question for today. Did the National Assembly have long-lasting effects until today's democracy?
So yeah, kind of. The National Assembly had failed for the moment. It did, however, have long-lasting effects, like you said. Both the Weimar Constitution of 1919 and the Grundgesetz of 1949 were influenced by it.